The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Okay, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Eric is indisposed at the moment.
I'm afraid he's been having GI problems and uncomfortable bloating.
But I'm sure he'll be out in a jiff.
Oh, here he is now.
Looking pale and shaken. Oh, you okay, little buddy?
The Eric Metaxas Show.
That's unnecessary to draw attention to my bloating.
No.
God. What kind of an announcer does that?
Yeah.
Do you hear the sirens? Anybody wants to know if we're in New York, every now and again, you just hear sirens, and you just go, yeah, they're not in Ames, Iowa. They're probably in New York City.
Right.
But it's unbelievable. This is a radio studio, and you can still hear them.
Like,
who did the engineering on the studio sound?
I thought they took that uncomfortable bloating seriously, and they sent for the...
They're probably coming to get me
because
I got GI issues. It's bad.
Okay.
Oh, it's bad. In fact, I got to go. No, okay, so... Today, this is hour two of Friday, which means that the weekend is like a moment away.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend is here.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the verge, on the very verge of the weekend. This weekend, of course, we don't want to forget.
Nope.
Father's Day.
Yes.
I'm a father.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, I have a father.
Yes.
And I think Father's Day is a very important day. I think fathers have been underrated in our culture. We always talk about my mom. What about dad?
Mm-hmm.
What about dad? Dads are very important, and I think Father's Day is an important day. If this is Father's Day for you, if you have a dad out there someplace, maybe you're not on great terms with your dad, I would say this is the golden opportunity given to you by God as a gift. This is the time that you call him up, and it doesn't matter. If you have issues, you do your duty and you call up your dad and you say, Happy Father's Day, Dad. And that is God's way of using you to repair the breach. There's an opportunity when you have Father's Day. It's a huge opportunity. Maybe you need to forgive your father for something that he doesn't even think he should apologize for. Well, you could be a bigger person than your dad and you could forgive him. I just want to say this because life is short, and your dad won't be around forever.
Mm-hmm.
Albin, you lost your dad a few years ago.
Yeah.
And that's real.
Yeah.
That's real for a lot of people
mm-hmm.
listening.
Yeah, it's going on actually 18 years now. That's something.
Oh, my gosh.
But I have this wonderful, and I mean this, I have a wonderful father-in-law, Jack McKissick, and I want to wish him a happy Father's Day, certainly.
Thank you. Jack McKissick?
Yeah.
That's your father-in-law?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And I want to thank him for his daughter, who's just absolutely wonderful, of course.
She's pretty swell.
My wife.
I've met her. She's pretty swell. You should stick with her.
I'm going to try.
It's been 10 years. They say the first 40 years are the toughest, so you just got 30 more years to go.
Hanging
in
there.
And it's just golden.
Yeah.
It's just great. You know what we forgot to do yesterday?
What?
Yesterday, we were talking about Flag Day. June 14th is Flag Day.
Mm-hmm.
June 14th is Flag Day, but you know what else it is?
What? You tell us.
Okay. Well, today is June 15th, so we missed it, but I thought we're only a day late. Yesterday was Donald Trump's birthday.
Bum, 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 bum,
the
bum, bum,
72nd
bum, bum,
birthday
yes.
of the President of the United States, and we didn't realize it yesterday.
No.
So I thought that we should say a belated happy birthday.
Belatedly, yes.
To Donald Trump. It's kind of hard to believe he's 72. He's got more energy than anyone on the planet.
I know.
The other day when he was in North Korea,
mm-hmm.
he was up for 25 hours straight. Like negotiating.
Yeah, that's true.
And he seemed fresher than I do now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
because he interviewed with Sean Hannity right after that, and he mentioned, I've been up for 25 hours. He looked great.
Isn't it wild, though, how some people have that gift? If I don't get my 8 hours beauty sleep,
forget
it. It is really interesting, though, how some people have just a gift that they don't need to sleep that much, and they have this tons of energy, and it's
mm-hmm.
kind of a genetic thing. Anyway, I just happy birthday, Mr. Trump. It's kind of a Mr. President. It's an interesting thing. I wonder if Robert De Niro is going to sing happy birthday to him. Well, what do you mean gonna sing? This was yesterday. He didn't do it. Anyway, I can't believe we forgot to mention that yesterday, but we're mentioning it today, so that's fine. Father's Day, as we said, is this Sunday. I don't know what I'm doing on Father's Day yet. We may go up to visit my dad in Danbury, Connecticut. He's been my father for most of my life, right?
Yeah.
And he's having his spleen taken out in a week from now, and it's going to be his birthday. It's right before his 91st birthday.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so I love my dad so much, and so I want to say happy Father's Day to my dad on the air now. I really do. Oh, Alvin, I forgot. In this hour, in the next segment, we're talking to Linda Smith, former congresswoman who is huge. We should have announced this out of the gate. She's huge on human trafficking. She has been really working hard since she was in Congress on human trafficking, the trafficking of minors. And I'm going to be in Minnesota this coming week. Next week, I'll be in Minnesota, I guess, on Wednesday night speaking at an event. And she's going to talk about that in a few minutes. Because people know me as the author of the book on Wilberforce, Amazing Grace, oftentimes I get invited to speak at things like this, and it's human trafficking in our time with minors. It's mind-blowing. It is absolutely mind-blowing. So that she's coming up in the next segment. After that, we've got Tyler O'Neill with PJ Media.
Yes.
Talking about the ruling from a couple of weeks ago, the Supreme Court ruling on the Jack Phillips thing, and then how somebody decided to put a no gays allowed sign in this hardware store, which is totally wrong and sick, and we obviously got to stand against that. But anyway, just want people to know what's coming up. We just had in hour one. If you missed hour one, one of the best guests I think we've had in a long time. His name is Dr. Leonard Sachs. He talks about his book Boys Adrift. He talks about parenting and the failure of parenting. And it's an important thing, especially as we think about Father's Day. Those of us who are fathers know being a father's not easy. Being a parent is not easy. It's hard. It's hard. It's easier to slough it off and to not stand up to our kids and just to kind of pretend like we're their friends and they can parent themselves. Well, here's the problem. They can't. If you're a mother or a father, it's your job and it's my job. And I have to say, sometimes it's an unpleasant job. Because who wants to have strife or whatever? But sometimes, you know, we've got to stand up to our kids. We're the last line of defense between them and the rest of the world. So I just want to say that if you missed hour one today, Dr. Leonard Sachs, and yesterday we had him on. Yesterday, so on the 14th and on the 15th.
By the way, if I were a parent right now, I'd be saying to my kid, "Tuck that shirt in, get a haircut,
you bum."
Yeah.
We were talking about Donald Trump a second ago. Yesterday, I don't read the New York Times every day, but close to it. But yesterday, I grabbed the paper, and I noticed that the headlines. There was one headline that just killed me. Obviously, this past week there was a primary, and a lot of people got thrown out. The guy in I can never remember names. The congressman who cheated on his wife, and he said he was hiking on the Appalachian Trail. I always forget. Mark Sanford.
Oh, right.
Anyway, those people who were running in primaries and stuff who were not really pro-Trump or who were anti-Trump in the GOP kind of got kicked to the curb, and the pro-Trump candidates won. So what does the New York Times write? This was yesterday's paper. They write, "Vote secures Trump's grip on the GOP," right? So it's a little ominous.
Yeah.
But then below that, they have the subhead, and it says, "Candidates now cross him at their peril."
Ooh.
I mean, isn't that interesting, like what a headline can do? It communicates menace, like Trump is bullying them into playing ball. And you think, what is he doing? He's simply being it. I mean, again, I want to be fair. You don't need to like Trump. But the New York Times sort of makes it ominous,
right?
Like he is consolidating power, and he's simply being Trump, and people can vote for whomever they like. The voters chose these candidates, but they make it sound like Trump did it on his own. He's an authoritarian. You can't be an authoritarian when you have votes. We have votes, right?
Yes.
So I shouldn't say that. You can be an authoritarian if you have votes, if you skew the votes. But they're sort of implying that. there's an authoritarian element that people don't know how to vote. They're being pushed to support Trump.
Right.
And then these people who don't agree with him cross him at their peril. And you've got to watch for this media bias. Anyway, I just had to point that out because I ripped that out yesterday. Okay, in a couple seconds, we're going to go to a commercial. Then we got Linda Smith, Tyler O'Neill, and we'll catch you on the flip side, I guess, at the end of the program.
Yeah!
Like the fella said, tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
Amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills with one of the largest offerings of grills and accessories. Our mini, anywhere, and everywhere portables are perfect for tailgating and grilling on the go. Our best-selling 27XL is the convergence of price and size. The 36-inch is the size most often specified by kitchen designers, and the Solaire 56-inch is the largest all-infrared grill on the market. Solaire makes accessories like griddles and steamer fryers to enhance your backyard grilling experience. Solaire also has an extensive offering of doors, drawers, and bartending centers to complete your outdoor kitchen. All Solaire infrared grills feature the efficient Solaire infrared burner that heats up fast, locks in the juices, and makes you wonder why you'll ever want to eat out again. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
This is how Guy Berkebile is using the new tax cuts at Guy Chemical.
When the tax cuts passed, we are seeing the effects immediately. The tax cuts are enabling me to take care of my employees and to pay them a higher wage. We are increasing bonuses this year 25 to 50%, which equates to thousands of dollars in additional pay for my employees.
If you're a business owner, tell us how you're using the tax cuts. Go to taxcutswork.com and share your comments. That's taxcutswork.com.
Hey, Albin.
What?
You just woke up.
Yeah,
I can't believe you're sleeping. You're not getting enough sleep at night. Probably it's your pillow.
Can I make
a suggestion?
Yeah.
My Pillow. Have you heard about My Pillow?
Oh,
we met the inventor, Mike Lindell. He's now become a friend because he's the warmest, craziest, wonderful entrepreneur. I mean, he's an American original. But he decided to do something, and I want my listeners, to listen. He said, for my listeners, My Pillow is right now offering 50% off the four-pack. 50% off the four-pack. It includes two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Why not? If it's 50% off, why not get them for everybody you know? Call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or go to mypillow.com. Use the promo code ERIC or you could use the promo code METAXIS. Either way, 50% off if you use ERIC or METAXIS. Call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, mypillow.com.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That's a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they can scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send. And they won't scan your emails, they'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I will. For if I ever saw you, I did.
folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. You may remember a few weeks ago, I had on a former Congresswoman Linda Smith talking about sex trafficking. I'm going to be speaking the week of June 20th in St. Paul, Minnesota. There is a conference, the Just Faith Summit is the name, and it deals with this global movement to end sex trafficking. Linda Smith is, in fact, a leader in that global movement, and she is on the line now. Linda, welcome back. It's great to have you.
Well, thank you for having me.
I just want to talk to you more about, first of all, you wrote this book called Renting Lacey, A Story of America's Prostituted Children. So many people are simply unaware of this this issue. And, of course, this Just Faith Summit, we're going to go into details. But in your book, you tell a lot of stories. What caused you to decide to write this book, Renting Lacey?
My own shock at what I found in the United States. You know that I did, under Shared Hope's banner, research on the United States for several years on sex trafficking and came back to Congress with the research projects that they had commissioned and simply showed them that the product in the United States were domestic minor sex trafficking victims. And they were middle school children, usually, when they started. They didn't have a very long life expectancy, but that they were very similar to another group I had reported on earlier when I did research and started the restoration projects in India, Nepal, several other countries, and that I was actually bringing to them a bit of despair over the fact that our states were still arresting these children, but that the men that were buying them weren't considered criminals, and therefore there wasn't justice for these children around the United States.
This is what I remember you saying the last time we spoke. This is the shock, is that here you are serving in Congress, and you come up with, you bump into something where you realize the laws are screwed up. Little kids, I mean, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, they're being arrested, and the guys that are abusing them are walking away. I mean, it seems insane that this could happen in America.
Well, you and I now know, but how much did you realize before you and I talked not very long ago? Did you know that?
Well, that's the point. I mean, I didn't.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I am pretty methodical about what I do. So I usually would take on a country one at a time. I had India and Nepal. I was still a member of Congress. And when I left, I was developing services, villages in two countries, believing it was over there and about them. Now, you might not know, but I was over Children and Family Services for the state of Washington State Senate. So I dealt with all issues of justice and restoration for children. Now, if anybody should know, I should have known, but I didn't. So what I believe is it's very similar to what happened, and this is why you're just the ideal person to speak next week. When Wilberforce was fighting against the slave trade, he didn't even believe he could abolish slavery. He just wanted to abolish the trade in people. And when you look at that, what was the pivotal point? One of them was when the believers, people, mostly believers, that were around him, and some not, some politicians, but when they decided by pictures of these slaves stacked like cordwood, and some of them, when you looked closer at these drawings, you saw some of these cordwoods were little, but there were hands, they were people, they were stacked in these ships. And then when he hosted a party, because he was very wealthy and elite, and pulled his ship up beside a slave ship, it stunk. And they had to see it, smell it, and I think that's what happened to some of us. Once we see it and smell it, as believers, I guess you would say followers of Christ, we have a motivation, and we have to follow that motivation to treat these brothers and sisters as the precious children of God. We don't have any choice. So I think what's so important about you coming and so important about this program is we are now invading the darkness of every part of the United States so they understand. When people understand, then they need tools. And when they need tools, they need them to fit them, a man, a woman, a youth pastor. And that's what this Just Faith conference is about. You know, we've developed services and training for law enforcement, judges, nurses, doctors, and soon even more training online for them for their continuing education hours. When you think about that, though, who's the most effective at providing restoration? Who's the most effective at speaking into their own communities? That superintendent of schools that says one of these churches, that policeman, that mom, that dad, that youth pastor. Where can we go to protect our own children? Right into that church. And if we equip the church, which I call the people of faith, and that's a lot of different things, but they can then go into the community as well as protect their own children, the children in the community. I believe now that Shared Hope needs to move and focus quite a bit more than we have in really equipping the faith community.
I'm amazed, really, when you talk about girls. You say the average age of entry into prostitution in America is 13 years old. I really can't even believe that, except that I believe you, but that doesn't seem possible. 13? How does that work?
Well, it's like any sin. What does God say? When you step into it, it erodes. And all the sin, most of the sin of the Old and New Testament, tended to focus on victimization of the vulnerable. So what does sin do? It erodes and victimizes the vulnerable. So what happens, we already know, that pornography has gotten younger. The first sexual experience for a lot of young men and some girls is pornography online. They know about that. They see that. That is their fantasy. And so that plays out to needing more pictures, because often what you're seeing in pornography is just a picture of trafficked individual, a person in commercial sex who's under 18. So you start seeing the brain and the brain change, and we'll talk about that at the summit. What happens to the brain? What allows that? One man who was in prison will be speaking. What happened to him? Now, he's not proud of what he did, but speaking to the church, we have to address that too. What creates that downward slip? Can we afford as a church to ignore what creates the buyer, the victimizer? When it comes to the child, what we know now is a trauma victim is traumatized, changing their whole life when they're a middle school age kid, 12, 13, 14 years old, especially because of their brain development, what it does to rewire their brain. But we had to figure that out before we could figure out how to help them. So we, people of faith, and I'm speaking for myself, we're also policymakers, we're doctors, we're nurses, we're spokespeople, we're people like you, Eric, who can carry a message. And we're in our society, we're there. We can go in to a nursing program. We can become a foster parent. Now, one panel, one group are going to deal with the brain. There's six of them. And they're professionals. They deal in the neuroscience, the brain science. And you're going to see and hear them talk about what really happens to the brain. But you know, as a mom and a dad, as a youth leader, you know how vulnerable that kid is because you see him doing things. Well, we know now the brain isn't done till girls are about 23, boys are about 25, and that's pretty consistently shown in science. That means that they don't have the frontal part of their brain done, and so that's why God gives us, as they develop, gives them parents and people around them.
I mean, this is the thing. Obviously, a 13-year-old has parents, and we're just about out of time, Linda. I'm speaking next week. It's Wednesday the 20th, just to be clear, folks, in St. Paul, Minnesota, Shared Hope International. I don't know, do you have any room left for if people are in the area?
Yes, because the college has been very gracious to give us more room.
Where can people go to sign up for that?
they can just go to sharedhope.org, and up will pop a box.
Okay.
And then go right
sharedhope.org. Forgive me, Linda, we're out of time. The book is Renting Lacey, A Story of America's Prostituted Children, and Shared Hope International. I'll be there in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's next Wednesday, the 20th. Linda, thank you. When my eyes are on me.
Yes, the following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
If you were fumbling around in the dark and someone handed you a flashlight, you'd take it, right? Shouldn't it be the same when it comes to spotting threats to your identity and data on your devices? The digital world is full of so many connections, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. And you don't want to be left in the dark if that happens. Fortunately, new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to shed light on more of today's threats. Threats to your identity, like your personal info for sale on the dark web, and threats to your computer or tablet like ransomware or emerging viruses. No one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft, but new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices you may not see on your own. Join today and get an additional 10% off our already low price starting at just $7.99 per month plus applicable taxes for your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection. More protection.
So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion to rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Since our voyage of love began. Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Speaking of rocking the boat, I want to talk to my friend Tyler O'Neill with PJ Media about this issue of the Supreme Court ruling recently with regard to the Masterpiece Cake Shop and the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. Tyler, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hey, how are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing all right. You wrote an article. Where did your article on this issue appear?
At PJ Media. It's pjmedia.com.
pjmedia.com. Okay. You talk about, talk about what you talk about, because otherwise I will. I know the story, but I want you to talk about it.
Yeah, so what we had in Masterpiece Cake Shop, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, something that actually hits close to my heart because I went to school in Lakewood, the town where Jack Phillips has his bakery, Masterpiece Cake Shop. So the issue strikes me. You had a case where Jack Phillips, who is a cake artist, who refuses to make certain cakes, like especially around Halloween, he has made a clear statement that he values his faith and will not make a cake that goes against his religious convictions, and he considers his cakes to be speech, especially when it comes to weddings. So you have these two homosexual men, Charlie Craig and Greg Mullins, who came in requesting a cake for their same-sex wedding. And this was actually before the Supreme Court case in Obergefell v. Hodges. So, you know, same-sex weddings weren't even the law of the land at the time. But he said no. He offered immediately to bake them any other cake, to sell them anything else he had in his shop for any other purpose. But he refused to make a cake for a same-sex wedding. And so they went to the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. The Colorado Civil Rights Commission ruled that Jack Phillips had engaged in discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. And they, and then a whole slew of higher up courts, ruled that Phillips did not have the rights to opt out of this case. And the hilarious thing is, shortly after the Civil Rights Commission ruled against Phillips, there was a man named William Jack who asked a baker to bake two cakes with Bible quotes on them and messages against same-sex marriage. Well, those bakers opted not to bake those cakes because they considered the message to be quote-unquote hateful, but the commission did not say that Phillips could opt out of baking a same-sex wedding cake. And the Supreme Court actually dodged the key issue of whether or not baking these cakes is considered free speech. They sided with Jack Phillips's religious freedom, saying that he had the right to be judged fairly. And the commission had compared his refusal to bake the cake to religious defenses for the Holocaust and for slavery.
I mean, we just have to pause and say this is it's amazing what a world we're living in. And where we're going with this conversation, we'll get there. But just to preview it, nobody who is a Christian thinks that bigotry is okay. We're supposed to love other people, and so no Christian would say, "I hate gays." I mean, if you hate gays, you're not a Christian. You're just anti-gay. You can disagree with people's behavior or with their lifestyles, but we're still called to love people. And Jack Phillips is a classic case of this. He's a loving man. He lives out his faith. And he was not saying, "I hate gays." He was saying, "I cannot participate wholeheartedly in celebrating something that you call a marriage. I can't call it a marriage. I'm uncomfortable with it." In America, we're supposed to respect his rights even if we disagree with them. Even if we disagree with them, we have to respect his rights as an American. And the Colorado Civil Rights Commission despicably, genuinely despicably, because they use the word despicable to talk about Jack Phillips, but they were in fact despicable in the way they treated him. And the Supreme Court shot them down, said this is un-American. This goes against the Constitution. You do not have the right to compel this man to participate with his artistic, creative faculties in celebrating something that he's uncomfortable with. That is not the role of the government. You can disagree with him, but you cannot force him to do what you like with the authority of the U.S. government.
So yes and no. I mean, that is the most important situation, as you rightly pointed out, was that no Christian, and especially not Jack Phillips, being a good disciple of Christ, would hate anyone or discriminate in this way, which is one of the things that made, you know, there's another story here where a man named Jeff Amex put up a sign saying no gays allowed in his shop. That is something that a lot of Christians, especially in this space, you and I included, immediately came out and said, no, that is discrimination.
Yeah.
That is, you know, that's problematic. And that's not what's going on with Jack Phillips.
We're
going
to go to a break. We'll be right back, folks. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please do.
Okay, ReliefFactor.com is the website. I'm getting these testimonials, and I take it, but I'm not going to talk about me. I'm going to talk about Jenny from Texas. She says, I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 weeks. I was hit by a car while walking almost a year ago, and I got to the place where nothing I tried for pain relief was working. My husband had heard of your product. We decided to give it a try. This past week, I've started noticing a decrease in the pain in my lower back and an increased range of motion. I'm pretty sure Relief Factor has had something to do with it, and I'm grateful. Relief Factor has helped when everything else I tried quit working. It's a beautiful addition to my natural therapies. I got to say, Relief Factor is... it's not toxic. You can take it as much as you want. 3 weeks, because this woman says she's been taking it for 4 weeks. 3 weeks is the magic number.
Yeah.
You'll know if it works in 3 weeks because it's, you know, different pain pathways and whatever. Go to ReliefFactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95, and you'll know. There's plenty there to tell you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hey, it's Eric Metaxas. I want to make sure you know about something important we're up against today. Our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks can happen in your business, school, or even where you volunteer. We need you to act right now to protect not only your freedom, but also the freedom of your kids and grandkids. Go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner to find out how you can join the fight. We can't let opponents of freedom dictate our futures. Alliance Defending Freedom argues some of the most critical cases in our courts today. With your help, we'll continue fighting these important battles. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about something we've talked about a number of times on this program, the Supreme Court ruling on the masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. We got bollocksed up with the ending of that last segment, so I cut off my friend Tyler O'Neill with PJ Media. Tyler, you were kind of in the middle of making a point. I want to make sure you get a chance to say what you had to say.
Great. Thanks so much, Eric.
Just I had one small quibble with what you had said about the decision. You said that the Supreme Court said Colorado could not force Jack Phillips to make this, make this statement by baking a cake for the same-sex wedding. Tragically, the court did not actually rule on that issue.
Right.
And you had this huge dodge. So they defended his right, his religious freedom, to be treated equally as an American and to have the case heard without bias. And so they actually struck down the ruling because Colorado's commission was so biased against
him. Right.
And the real tragic thing is that even two liberal Supreme Court justices did not agree that Colorado was biased against him. Like, that's one of the things that really blew my mind. This is such a narrow in scope decision. It was a big decision, 5-7-2.
Right.
That's not close. But they didn't address the key issue, and even then, not everybody agreed.
Well, it's interesting because this gets us to the point of your article. It's one thing for you and me to assert what we've asserted. The Supreme Court didn't really clarify in the way that we had hoped. But I just want my listeners to understand, as a Christian, what are the limits of your faith? And the limits of your faith are you cannot say to a gay person coming to you into your store, like, you're gay, I don't like you, get out. That is un-American. That is as un-American as the government saying that you better bake that cake celebrating gay marriage or we're going to punish you. The American Constitution makes it clear that we're able to hold different views and we need to respect each other. And so when the Supreme Court ruled what it ruled recently, we kind of got back. We've just got a few minutes here, but we kind of got back to something that somebody posted a sign, no gays allowed in his store. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So he originally posted it in 2015 and it caused a hubbub. He took it down. He put another sign up.
Now, who is this?
Who
is this?
In May.
Who yes, was this?
So this guy is Jeff Amick. He has a hardware store. So he's refusing to sell, bolt cutters, everything that you find in a hardware store, nails, nail guns.
Okay. But so he runs a hardware store. And so the Supreme Court rules in favor of Jack Phillips. And he thinks this gives him the mandate to put a sign on his hardware store door that says no gays allowed. And I want to make clear that you and I agree that is totally wrong. And you wrote an article about this in PJ Media.
Yes. And it's very important that Americans understand that this is totally wrong and a misallocation of the ruling, because even if the Supreme Court had ruled the way we wanted it to and the way that Justices Neil Gorsuch and the other conservative justices ruled, it would still not support this guy's no gays allowed sign. Because Jack Phillips is refusing on free speech grounds to bake the cake. He's not kicking homosexuals out of his shop. He's not saying you can't do business with him. He's not coming from any sort of animus on this.
Well, it's kind of funny because this is the difference between, somebody who's a real Christian and somebody who's just a grump or a bigot or whatever. I mean, on the store where he posts the no gays allowed sign, this is the hardware store guy, not Jack Phillips. Right next to it is a sign that says free ride in a police car if you shoplift. This guy's just kind of a grumpy dude, I think. And listen, in America, you have the right to privately hate whoever you like. If you're black, you could hate white people. If you're white, you could hate black people. In America, you can hate whoever you want. But once you bring it out of your house into a public context, in America, we say, no, that's not going to go here. In America, you have to behave when you're outside of your house and you have to understand that you're dealing with other people and we all have to try to get along. So to put a sign that says no gays allowed into a hardware store, we've got to be clear. That is un-American. You can't do that in America. And we don't want to live in America where people are like that. If you want to privately dislike people, go ahead. That's between you and God. And you can be wrong. The government can't force you to think right. but it can make you it can force you to allow people into your store or into your restaurant with whom you disagree. And that's just an important point I think needs to be made.
Yes, exactly. And this is a live and let live case. In the Supreme Court made definitely the right decision, and we as Americans need to understand that people are going to disagree with us. And within the limits of the law, you can't discriminate people entering your shop. This is illegal and immoral, but you should be able to say what you agree with. You should be able to bake the cakes for the events that you believe in and opt out of those that you think would violate your free speech and religious freedom.
Well, that's right. It's just important. I always want my listeners to really understand these issues, because I think sometimes you think it's gay, anti-gay, it's Christian, anti-Christian. It's a lot more complicated than that. I think we have to understand that it's one thing to say I have free speech rights. It's another thing to say I want to be publicly bigoted. You've really got to understand what the limits are. Tyler O'Neill, PJ Media, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Folks, we'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Folks, I need your help. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa are under attack. Earlier this year, Boko Haram once again kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. This group's presence has spread beyond Nigeria into Cameroon, Chad, Benin, other countries. In the northern part of Nigeria, militant Fulani herdsmen are continuing to use any violent means necessary to take possession of everything in their path. In other parts of Africa, Christians are being targeted by fundamentalist and extremist groups. Even in countries such as Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, some Christians must worship in secret, and they live in constant fear of being imprisoned. Imprisoned or worse for their beliefs. So through the Ministry of Open Doors, you can provide life-saving aid and critical support such as clothing, food, medical aid, vital training, Bibles, and Christian resources to these African believers. To find out more of all the ways you can help, please go to my website, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner for Open Doors right at the top. Folks, they have a challenge grant of $50,000. There's no better time. I'm just asking you, please go to the website, metaxastalk.com, and click on Open Doors. Thank you.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
With the recent volatility in the stock market, the days of buying, holding, and not diversifying your portfolio are gone. It's time to take control of your money and learn how to secure your financial future. Hi, I'm Scott Bauer, the CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, where we teach you to trade stocks, options, cryptocurrencies, and wealth management techniques in the most powerful setting available. In a live signal room where you follow along with me and my expert coaches in real time while we trade in our online interactive rooms during live market hours. You'll learn the same techniques our coaches and members use daily in a group or one-on-one setting. I am so confident in our trade and investment techniques that I'm going to let you try it out for free today. Call 1-800-224-1733 and leave me your email address on my voicemail to get your password. That's 1-800-224-1733. 1-800-224-1733.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are on the very verge of the weekend. Mm-hmm. This is the last segment of Hour 2 today. Wow. And it's Friday, which means tomorrow, if my math is correct, is Saturday.
Yes.
And then after that is Sunday, which is Father's Day, mm-hmm. and then a new week. So right now, this is the last few moments, at least in our world, and then we go to the weekend. So yeah. It's like there's an open door waiting. There's summer and weekend right here, Albin, at the end of this segment. Speaking of open doors, actually, we should mention open doors.
We should.
Open doors. We're doing a campaign with open doors. Folks, if you're interested in the persecuted church. There are Christians around the world suffering horribly for their faith. There's something we can do. And I would say to you, please do what you can. Just go to our website. It's metaxastalk.com. Click on the banner for Open Doors. I always say I want everyone to participate. It doesn't matter what you do. I think it's really important to get kids involved in this. Say to them, can you give part of your allowance? Can you give $5? Can you give? Because you're able to educate them, to use this to educate them about what is going on in the world, that the freedoms that we have in this country, particularly religious freedom, is an extreme rarity and a privilege and a blessing, and we need to use these freedoms, these privileges, these blessings to bless others. That's scripture's really clear. We are blessed to be a blessing. If God has blessed you with money or free time or freedom or whatever it is, we are to be a blessing. And so that means that giving to Open Doors is a way to teach kids this, and it's a way to let them know that what they have is very rare. I have to say that there are people around the world who can't even dream of the freedoms that we have, that we can be whoever we want to be in this country. We can be atheists, we can be Christians. In most countries around the world, they don't have that freedom. And in a number of countries around the world, very many, you can be horribly persecuted. So that's where Open Doors is. They're in all these countries. They're in 60 countries around the world. I should also mention that when you go to metaxastalk.com, when you're on the website, you can listen. On Wednesday of this week, we played an hour with the head of Open Doors. If you really want to get clarity on who they are, you want to know where my money's going, listen to that hour with David Curry. He's the head of Open Doors around the world. And I have to say, they are a great ministry. But I want to really urge those of you who are listening, this is your chance, folks. We're just doing this for this month, and we're significantly behind in what we thought we'd be able to do. So I want to ask you, if you're thinking of giving or if you're able to give, go to metaxastalk.com and give what you can. We will reward you. We will thank you in a number of different ways. But we know you're not doing it for that. But I do want you to know that, you know, if you're able to give.
There's a $50,000 challenge grant, and that doubles your impact. So that's why, again, it's very important to do this in the next few days and the next few weeks.
Well, when we got this challenge grant, the $50,000 challenge grant, I thought, okay, at least everybody knows that if I give $100, it's like giving $200.
That's right.
But it also means that we've got to raise that money. So we're hoping to get there, and we're depending on you. We're out of time. The weekend is right here, folks. Start your weekend off right. Go to metaxastalk.com. Give something to Open Doors. You don't have to give a lot. Give what you can. Thank you. Yep. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.